This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. When the State Bond Commission met Thursday, they voted to take out the government equivalent of a payday loan.
Revenue anticipation notes, or RANs as they're known, are designed to provide funds to address timing mismatch between when revenues come in and when expenditures go out. Traditionally, the borrowable funds have been the source of that. Borrowable funds have been drawn down.
State financial advisor Renee Boiscourt explained the lines of credit being requested.
Capacity of $400 million. We do expect that it'll be necessary to draw around $300 million by the end of October, potentially sooner.
Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur was clearly disgruntled about the necessity.
I just want to remind everyone that this was the magical $300 million we spent at the tail end of the last administration, and that is why we are here today.
To balance the budget without raising taxes, the Jindal administration found money sitting in dedicated funds, allocating it for regular expenses rather than keeping it to bridge the annual summer gap between income and outgo. These loans will cost the state at least $1.5 million in interest and fees. Treasurer John Kennedy asked,
"This is the cheapest we could negotiate with them."
Yes.
Do we get a toaster?
No toaster. And since these revenue anticipation notes are predicated on the budget as approved by the legislature, they don't include funding for expenses related to the August floods. The treasurer then asked Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden,
"What happens if it's not paid back within a year?"
It's going to be paid back within the year.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.